Iraqi Foreign Minister Hossein Zebari has managed to get Japan to formally agree to a $6 billion waiver of trade insurance debt. That is about 90% of what Iraq owes Japan, a debt racked up during the Saddam Hussein regime. Japan's foreign ministry says the other 10% is to be repaid to Tokyo over the next 23 years. Mr. Zebari, speaking to reporters in Tokyo, says he also asked Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi and Defense Minister Fukushiro Nakaga on Friday to keep Japan's 600 non-combat troops in Samoa past the December 14th deadline for the end of their mission.
Any premature withdrawal will send the wrong message to the terrorists, the deadly oppositionists, let's say, to those countries in the region that this coalition is fracturing, they are running, that their policies, their strategies of undermining this process is winning.
Japanese officials say Foreign Minister Taro Aso told Zebari on Thursday that the government will decide soon whether to extend the mission. They say Japan's defense minister reiterated that message to Mr. Zebari on Friday. The Japanese troops have been engaged in reconstruction work and providing clean water to Samoa area residents. There are indications the Japanese government could extend its troop presence in Iraq. Last month, it approved a one-year extension of a naval mission in the Indian Ocean that has been supporting U.S.-led troops in Afghanistan. But such an extension in Iraq would clearly go against public opinion here. A Japanese newspaper's public opinion poll last month found that more than three-quarters of those surveyed are against keeping Japanese forces in the war-torn country.